sucks.
It really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Morning, Wood.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's up? Tuesday, 6:32.
How you doing here on a Tuesday?
Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
That's right. Rock News brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Members of Metallica are being turned into tiny little statues, little action figures. That's right. Knuckle Bonds has made limited edition versions of James Hetfield, Lars, Kirk, and Robert for its Rock Icons collectible series. The statues, which are 1/9 scale, depict the band from the Hardwired to Self-Destruct tour era. Only 3,000 of these will be made and are start shipping early next year. Each statue sells for, $150. That's right, a 1/9 scale of Mr. Hetfield's going to cost you $1.50, $150, not $1.50. Knuckle Bonds hopes to eventually create the entire series of figures that represents every era for Metallica's from today back to the event of Thrash. That's pretty cool, though, man. So, yeah, Son of Sam, I know you're out there, and I know you collect these things. Start saving some cash, man, or start selling some of your other figures because these things are looking pretty expensive. Let's take a look at this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1996, Pearl Jam's No Code album enters the Billboard album chart as number one. There you go, Pearl Jam. So that's what happened on this day in rock history. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Now I'll be back.
Brock.